Melissa Walker Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. I tell you what a week it has been in NBA free agency. It's been fast, it's been furious, and so many teams making key additions to their teams. And tonight we've got you covered with a full analysis and the breakdown. But up first, we're going to kick off our program with getting you ready for the start of the 2016 college football season. It is hard to believe. It is just around the corner. Teams will be back at it soon, and we're going to gear up for the big season ahead with one of the very best in our business. That, of course, he is a Big E favorite, Phil Steele, the publisher of Phil Steele, the magazine, and philsteele.com. So many questions we're looking forward to getting answered, like who's going to make the college football playoff and how he anticipates the season will play out. Good evening, Phil. I hope you've had a fantastic summer with the family.
I sure have. How about yourself, Alyssa?
Doing great. Lots of golf, so it keeps me busy. But let's talk some college football. We're here in the, the heart of the Big 12 conference. We are down here in Houston. Who is your favorite to win the Big 12 title this year?
Well, I'm going with the Oklahoma Sooners. Now, negative that I have with Oklahoma is the last four times they have been ranked in the preseason top five, they have not even finished in the top 15. In fact, twice finished the season unranked. So when they have lofty preseason expectations, they have not done well. But with what happened to Baylor, Oklahoma really has a pretty clear path to getting to the title game and winning the Big 12. You look at quarterback Baker Mayfield's back. They've got P. Ryan and Mixon at running back, solid receiving core, and offensive line led by Orlando Brown at left tackle. They have about 22-rated offensive line. On the defensive side, they've got plenty of all-star caliber players, including my number four secondary in the country. And Bob Stoops' team is always solid on special teams. They're solid on special teams. My number five-rated special teams in the country. And when you look at the schedule this year, they get Ohio State early in the year, where Ohio State's a very young team playing its first road game. They play Houston out of the box. I actually have Oklahoma favored in all 12 games this year, and I expect them to win the Big 12.
And I was going to say, do you think the schedule does play in their favor, as you had just mentioned, playing Ohio State early, and then, of course, right here in Houston?
Yeah, that's a big game early for to get Ohio State. I think Ohio State's going to be playing its best ball at the end of the year when they play teams like Michigan State and Michigan, determining the Big Ten title. Ohio State could very well still win the Big Ten this year, but the fact Oklahoma catches the and Ohio State's the least experienced team in the country, number 128 out of 128, three returning starters on offense, three on defense, first road trip, third game of the season. Nice advantage for Oklahoma to have.
And your impressions of the Oklahoma Sooners offensively, you had just highlighted talking about Heisman Trophy candidate and quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, they have my number five rated offense overall in the country this year. And the offensive line with Orlando Brown and Drew Samia at the tackle spot is solid. They're solid at center with Alvarez. And then you look at the running backs, P. Ryan and Mixon, one of the best running back combos in the entire country. They had in a Penn State transfer, a wide receiver, and Geno Lewis to go with D.D. Westbrook. So they are loaded at receiver and tight end solid. Mark Andrews, 6'5", 244, one of the best tight ends in the country. So they are good at all four of the positions on offense and one of the best offenses in the country.
He is one of our favorites, the publisher of Phil Steele, the magazine, philsteele.com. Reach out to our audience nationally, Phil, and where can they connect with you online?
Online, it's at philsteele.com. That's STEELE.com. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at philsteele042. That's at philsteele042. And you can also actually get the magazine and your iPad or iPhone through the Apple Store or on your Android device through Google Play. And that saves a little wear and tear on the magazine during the course of the season.
Absolutely. Hey, we are zeroing in on the Big 12 Conference right now. Specifically, Phil's top pick is the Oklahoma Sooners. And let's take time to give some credit to the offensive coordinator in Lincoln Riley. He is back for his second season and I thought did an amazing job reviving the offense. How was he able to do it so quickly? And obviously was very effective.
Yeah, and I like how he adapted. You look at the first half of the season, Oklahoma was not running the ball all that effectively. But once they lost to Texas, Riley opted to turn it more over to P. Ryan and Mixon in the second half of the year. And you saw Oklahoma get huge chunks of yards on the ground, which in turn opened it up for the pass game. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma had the most dynamic offense in college football over the last eight games of the season last year after that loss to Texas. So you look at the fact that Riley came in. It took him a little bit of time to get his feet wet, but he is one of the best offensive coordinators out there. And I'll go back to two summers ago. I was talking to Gil Brandt, and Gil said, hey, offensive coordinator on the rise, Lincoln Riley, and then a year later he's at Oklahoma.
Okay, one more quick hit on the Oklahoma Sooners. Where do you see them most vulnerable? I mean, is it defensively? Because they did lose some key players.
Yeah, they did. And really, when you look at the linebacking core, I rate them number 31 in the country. They lose Stryker at the outside linebacker spot, Dominique Alexander at the inside linebacker, Devontae Bond also gone from there. And you look at the replacements. Tay Evans is a guy that was not one of the top recruits coming out of high school. He's a solid sophomore, though. My number 82 rated linebacker. So the Tay Evans and Jordan Evans are the new guys at middle linebacker. And of the eight units on the team, I rate them number 31 in the country at linebacker, which is their lowest of any of the units. It tells you, first of all, how talented Oklahoma is, but then also a little bit of drop off from the other positions, which mostly rank in the top 10.
Is TCU the biggest threat to the Oklahoma Sooners in the Big 12 Conference?
Yeah, when I was writing the magazine in April, I probably had Baylor up there. I had Baylor about the number 8 team in the country, but now with the Art Briles situation and 9 recruits leaving, and the fact that the magazine was able to go to the press June 2nd, a little bit later than everybody else, I did move TCU up to the number 2 team. And here's what I like about the Frogs, Alyssa.
Okay.
When you look at them defensively last year, they only had 5 returning starters, but lost a couple to injury, and they gave up 398 yards per game. Now, Gary Patterson always has one of the top defenses in the country, and didn't really have that last year. Of course, his offense scored so quickly, 563 yards per game. But this year, they've got 8 starters back on the defensive side. So I think they're going to have one of the top 20 defenses in the country, if not even stronger than that. And offensively, everybody analyzes a team. They look at the quarterback, running back, receiver. If we do that with TCU, they lose Trevon Boykin. They lose Aaron Green at running back. They lose Josh Doxson at receiver. You say they're in for a rebuilding year. But I like the replacements. Kenny Hill comes in at QB. And I remember in the first year of Trevon Boykin, they were thinking of moving him to receiver in 2014, yet he adapted to the offense. They went from 25 points per game to 46 points per game. Kenny Hill did a good job at Texas A&M. I think he'll do a good job with this offense. At running back, they've got Kyle Hicks and Sean Nixon, two of the top running backs in the Big 12. And then a receiver, they get Deontay Gray back from injury. They add in my number 7, number 8 rated JUCOs and Ryan Parker and Taj Williams. They add an LSU transfer and John Diarce. I think they're going to have an underrated receiving core this year, and the offensive line looks solid. So despite losing their top quarterback, running back, and receivers, TCU still should have a very potent offense. They get Oklahoma at home October 1st,
right,
which is why I think they're Oklahoma's biggest threat to winning the Big 10 this year, or the Big 12 this year.
Well, that's one of the big question marks coming into the season for TCU, is breaking in a new quarterback. So are you saying that the Texas A&M transfer, Kenny Hill, he has definitely solidified that? Because I thought Foster Sawyer might be in the hunt too.
They are both battling for it. I project Kenny Hill is going to win the job, though. Sawyer is a guy that's got 6'5", 228. He's taller than Hill, and he is definitely in the mix at that quarterback spot. I think no matter which guy wins it, like I said, when Boykin was there 2 years ago, they were thinking, let's move this guy to wide receiver, and he came in and adapted pretty well to that offense and had a big year.
Okay, and what about the offensive line for the TCU Horned Frogs?
Up front on the offensive line, they've got 2 starters back. They do lose some key players, but Patterson has always done well. If you go back to his track record with inexperienced offensive lines, he usually does extremely well. Now, I still rate him, despite their inexperience level on the offensive line, as my number 42 rated O-line in the country. Joseph Noteboom comes in at the left tackle spot. I think he's one of the better left tackles out there. Pryor and Schlottman both have starting experience. They started 5 and 4 games last year. And Avante Collins, who's filling in at right tackle, is a guy that's got 23 career starts under his belt. So it's an offensive line, a little more experience than normal, and I like the fact that Patterson, when he has an inexperienced offensive line, usually fields a pretty good group.
Hey, it's our 2016 college football preview. We're going one-on-one with Phil Steele, the publisher of Phil Steele Magazine and philsteele.com.